than shrink.
And if a woman likes to put on good clothes, you'd say she likes to
dress up.
Would you say that about a man?
Mm-hmm.
What if she likes to stand in front of a mirror and
comb his hair?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What would a woman do? She's standing in front of the mirror and
brush her hair, comb it and brush it. Oh, in print.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You say that do men print?
Some of them.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call a man who prints a lot? Tries to look real?
Yeah, he likes to be real groomed.
Mm-hmm. You ever call him a jelly bean?
Oh, yeah. Jelly bean. Yeah, some of them is. Some of them prep over primps.
The jelly bean is someone who over primps?
Over primps.
And something that you could carry your coins in would be a...
little coin purse.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Something you'd wear around your wrist.
Bracelet.
And around your neck.
Beads.
Of what? Of beads?
Chain of beads. String of beads.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what men used to wear to hold their pants up?
Suspenders.
Any other name for them?
Well, my grandpa used to call... Tom, what did they call the spenders before they called them spenders? What did they call them?
Galluses.
That's what my grandpa called them. His galluses.
Uh-huh. And the thing you hold over you when it rains?
Umbrella.
And the last thing you put on a bed, you know, the fancy cover, is the...
bedspread.
What about something that women used to make to put on the bed?
Quilts.
And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a...
pillow.
Do you remember something about twice as long as a pillow?
Bolster.
What was that like?
It's just a... you didn't make it as big as a pillow, about that wide. And you stuff it real tight.
Mm-hmm.
And you put, that's just to dress your bed up. And you put that on. And you lay your pillows over somewhere at night. You get your pillows, you lay your bolster over at night.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And you put that on daytime to dress up your bed.
Say if you had a lot of company over, didn't have enough beds for everyone, what would you make for the children?
You have to make pallets.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And say if you raised a lot of cotton, you say, this year we got a good...
stain.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Or we had a good
crop.
Okay.
Okay.
And you'd say, we expect to get a good crop from that field because the soil is very...
very rich.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's another word for rich?
What's another word for rich? Rich. Very fertile.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What different kinds of land are there?
Well, it's sandy land, and it's crawfish clay.
What's crawfish clay?
That's that old white-looking clay. Yeah, it's got so much lime in it. It's alkali so much alkali.
Why is it called crawfish?
I don't know where they got that name from, but they call it crawfish clay. And it's a dark clay land, and it's a mixed land. It's sand and red dirt.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Different kind of soil.
Did you ever hear something called loam or loom?
Loom. A loom. That's something you work with cotton, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. That's something you work with cotton with.
Mm-hmm.
That's on a spinning wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mixed threads.
Wheel?
No, I don't remember spinning wheels. But I've heard of them. Few of them ran, I think, somewhere around. But I've heard of my papa's know the lady had one in Houston. She used to loom a thread, and then she'd make homespun material.